Well, now, there was a tannery up here at Cheville, yeah. I think they used to cook those bark off of a chestnut tree and tan the leather with it up there. But as far as knowing, all I know is what I hear say about that. They'd have deer hides and horse hides and cow hides, everything hanging out of, after they put in this here solution of chestnut juice, you know. So that's all I know about that.
But the chestnut, they were dying at that time, but I didn't realize the importance of them or anything. And all the chestnut trees that's on the people's farm there was dying. And after my granddaddy moved to the home plate, after he had to leave the mountains, it's probably 1930, I'd say 34 probably, he moved out of the mountains to Jefferson County. And then we moved into that. And but I can remember the chestnuts was in the woodland, and my granddad, he started cutting chestnuts to sell the wood, because it had an acid to it. I don't know what they did with it. Well, I guess, and he cut them, and he dragged them down to the bottom of the hill, to most of the hill up through there, and where he could get to them with a truck, and he didn't even own a truck, so he'd have a guy, he'd rent a guy to come and haul them to Newport. That's, I guess 20 miles from where we live, and I went with him one time, and I remember the smell of the acid that they were rendering. I think it's Holston River. Man, it just smelled, I guess, like a rotten egg. Oh, it was a terrible smell. But everybody used chestnut. I don't remember what, seemed like it's 4 foot blocks they would cut them. They would come in and haul them on a truck from where we live. It's about 15 miles from where we lived, at the Newport, Tennessee, and they had this tannery up there. They called it the Chestnut Tannery. And I remember going there one time with my granddaddy, and I can remember that smell. And the river, they emptied the waste in the river, I guess, because it was terrible. It made the whole town smell.
They used it, boil the sap out of it and use it to tan it some way. Now, I never did do it, but I've heard them talk about it.
No, that's something. I've heard people talk about tanning it, but I never did pull nothing like that. But now this first banjo that I got had a groundhog hide on it, and they'd left its tail on it.